But right now, we talked this afternoon about what a gorgeous day it is, and our view is just absolutely spectacular from the 18th floor, looking right out. My eyes are going right toward Lake Michigan and Navy Pier and the Ferris wheel and the Chicago Lighthouse, which reminded us that Sunday was National Lighthouse Day. And the last time we were on the radio a month or so ago, our buddy photographer extraordinaire, Barry Butler, joined us to talk about the Chicago Lighthouse. Barry, how are you doing these days?
Good, 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 good. And also, you're talking about the weather. Today is the, we're no longer getting sunsets in the 8 o'clock hour as of today. Tonight is 7:59.
So really?
Days are getting shorter, sorry.
Yeah.
And you pay close attention to that because it determines when and where you're going to be to get a great picture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sunset and sunrises are my favorite things to shoot.
Yes.
Outside of lightning and moons. And all that.
that's right.
I guess I really don't have a true favorite. I shouldn't say that.
But you make Chicago look spectacular. And for folks who don't know about Barry's photography, go to Barry Butler Photography. You can go to his Facebook page. You can go to his website. It's just stunning. I mean, the pictures are breathtaking. It's one of the first things I do in the morning is to check out what you've done overnight, and we share it with friends. Let's see who's going to send it out first.
Yep.
And we send it to friends all around the country, which is just wonderful.
Last time we talked with you, we talked about your campaign to help save this wonderful lighthouse. What's the latest?
Well, just after I spoke with you, I had the opportunity to go inside. And I can't tell you the number of people who have said, hey, I would love to see what is inside
that
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hate to tell you, you wouldn't want to see what's inside that thing.
It's sad. It's really sad.
So the intent was, I was out there with a few people from the Save the Lighthouse program and some city officials to kind of do a little bit of an inventory of what was going on the inside of it. And, I'll tell you this much, there's no Wi-Fi. No, I'm just joking. I wish there was Wi-Fi, but yeah, it's in rough shape on the inside. I know some people sit there and say, boy, the outside could use a paint job. The inside could use a lot more than that. And it really underscores the attention that needs to be had on that lighthouse. Now, next year, that lighthouse turns 130 years. And, you know, it's not going to see another 130 years if we kind of keep it the way it is right now. It needs a lot of attention, and the intent is to restore it on the outside and the inside, and eventually have the ability for people can actually visit it and see it how it used to be like on the inside, which would be really, really special. So, like I said, we were out there with some officials from the city, and I think they realized that it needs a lot of attention, and that's the intent now.
Well,
forward.
Let's back up for a second for people who missed our first conversation. Who owns it? Who's responsible for it? How can we help?
Yeah, so the city of Chicago owns it, but it will cost a tremendous amount of money to restore it, and the city doesn't have the wherewithal. Hmm. And if they don't fix it, it's going to go back to the federal government, and that is something that we don't want, because what will happen is they will auction it off, it will go into private hands, and when going into private hands, it could turn into someone's Airbnb, it could turn into a personal home, which has happened with some of these lighthouses, and I don't think that's good for anyone who lives here nor, comes here for visits. You know, that's a landmark, and that's the first landmark you see as you travel from the east in Chicago, and we want that to be a part of, everything for all of us instead of just one person's benefit.
When was the last time it was used as a lighthouse? Do you know?
Well, it's active today. That is a navigational tool for the boaters, so it's used every day. It's active.
Am I wrong about this? Is it not just a navigational tool for boaters? Doesn't it also act as a navigational tool for some airplanes, too?
Oh, that I'm not sure about.
I thought it's just kind of a marker.
Yeah, it probably is, though we have quite a few markers that are out there. So, that I know the breakwater, I will say this much, because I fly in helicopters. If I am to fly east of the breakwater, then you, that's where the lighthouse is. You have to have a life jacket on in a helicopter.
Oh.
So to your point, Steve, that probably, that might be one of the markers that certain things change when you go east of that breakwater and east of the lighthouse.
Interesting. Well, people can get more information by going to savethelighthouse.org and, you know, just get an idea of what you can do. Obviously, it has to do with money, right, Barry?
Yes, yes. It's going to take a lot of money, and it's going to be, you know.
Whoops.
Oops. Was it something we said?
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
That was kind of odd. But what will be important is some major companies getting involved and help supporting what we're trying to do.
Well, that's why we want to get you on the radio, is to continue to raise awareness about that beautiful site. I'm looking at it right now. Now, when you get close up on it, as you say, and as people will see in your videos, not so pretty, but it could be. That's the bottom line. It could be.
And they can access your videos by going to your Twitter page or your Facebook page.
Right. Well, thank you, Barry. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Barry Butler. And again, you can go to his page, which is Barry Butler Photography.
More coming up. We're going to talk with Billy Spike Odell after the news.